Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, gotta try.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, as you know, it's still just you and me. I've got another segment I want to spend with just the two of us. I want to talk about politics. I want to talk about the dysfunction of American politics, and regardless of who you voted for, regardless of your political affiliation, I think all of us should really start taking a strong look at what's going on in Washington. And I've been pointing this out to you for a long time. I've been talking to you about for many years, over 10 years, I've been talking about the ineptitude and the corruption in Washington, combining with the digital greed of Wall Street, and how that was going to is taking us down a dirt road that we don't need to go down. But let's just look at what's happened in the last week or so, and what I want you to think about is, When we call them leaders, right? We call them our elected leaders. We got to quit doing that. We need to quit calling people leaders if they're not leaders. And I'm going to do my best not to talk about party, but I am going to talk about behavior, and who, whatever party that behave that what I say lands on, that so be it. But think about this: if we're talking about leadership, a leader. We've defined leadership on this show many times, right? Leadership is courage. It's somebody who seeks the truth. Leadership leads. It creates a set of values and a set of performance to make other people want to follow you because of what you stand for. And Washington now only stands for itself. You've heard me say, talk about Wall Street. Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy. Now it's just merely a leading indicator of itself. Washington used to stand for you and me, right? We'd elect our representatives. They'd go to Washington, and they would represent us. Well, you and I both know that was a nice trip down memory lane, right? Today, Washington is only for Washington. And we have to fix this. Let's talk in the last week, just in the last week. Look at some of the things that have happened beyond what's in the big stuff in the news. One of the things has been an impeachment of the president. Now, I'm not even going to get into whatever the president did was impeachable. But think about this. The man's going to be gone in a week, and they're going to impeach him. They want to take him out this week or early next week. Well, is this something that the country really needs to keep it safe? Or is this vindictiveness? Is this political vindictiveness? Now, what my point is, while all that's going on, guess what we also found out? We found out that the Russians literally invaded us through cyber insecurity. Russia has been inside of the bowels of the United States government's computers in their systems. They still don't know how far they've gone. They don't know how long they've been in there. It's been a long time, for months and months and months. Russia was roaming around like a ransomware a criminal, like you and I've talked about, roaming around inside of our servers, inside of our computers, with all of our data. And they have it now. The experts are saying this is likely the worst breach in history. while, and so here's my point. While Washington has been going through this kabuki dance on several different levels, inability to get the Paycheck Protection Program out until the end of December, when it should have been out in September. Things like that. Look at all the different things that have not happened while they were doing their self-serving things up there that they call leadership, which it isn't. In the meantime, we were attacked by Russia. If Russia is doing it, of course we already know China is doing it. Folks, this is what I mean about, we are in World War III with our enemies. Please don't be naive about that. We are in World War III, and it is not a Cold War. It's just different weapons. We are in World War III, and our Washington isn't paying attention to that. If they were, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we've got the best minds in the world in terms of computers and cybersecurity, and we can't keep the Russians out? The Russians, for God's sake? Meanwhile, Washington continues this self-absorbed, nihilistic, narcissistic kabuki dance up there that they think are the things that are important. Well, I don't think they are. I bet you don't either. Let's redefine. Let's quit calling those people leaders until they actually do something that looks like what you and I know leaders do. I know what you do. You're a leader. I think I'm a leader. I try to be. Let's define them by our definition, not theirs. And we do that the next time we vote. 29 after on Jim Blassen Game. I'll be right back. Ain't that what you said?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassen Game. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.